Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scribner, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Eyes Blinded by the God of This World, Already in Progress.
No man has ever seen the Father at any time, and he never will. Now, who are you going to believe? But I've seen him, Thurman, and I'm telling you, all these things are going to happen. I said, sir, this conversation is ended. I said, you have been deceived by the enemy. He said, no, you have been deceived, not me. Does the enemy do that to us? Did he do that to Adam and Eve? He's really slick, isn't he? He will do everything he can to deceive you. At first, boy, this conversation, I mean, when he's telling me the things he's telling me, they all sound really awesome. And, you know, I want to see great and mighty things. I've already seen God do great and mighty things. I know that he can do these kind of things for anybody. And I want to see him do greater and mightier things for people. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Because God himself in the Word says, if I can believe with no doubt in my heart, I can speak to a mountain and the mountain will move. It'll obey me, and nothing will be impossible with me. Is that what it says? But when you start telling me these other things and added things to it that does not agree with the Word, I've seen God the Father. Nobody's ever seen God the Father. Scripture says that, no man. And so you have to be really careful. And after hearing that man talk to me, when I did hang up the phone, I thought, okay, Lord, this is the things that you said was going to happen, that there was going to be false teachers and false prophets come into us at just before your return. I said, so they are trying to deceive us every way, form, or fashion. If you don't really know the Word and one of these beasts, I believe this is a demon living inside of a man. Of course, I didn't see this guy, so I don't know. It might not have, I don't know. All I know is his message really was awesome at first, and it went over to a certain place. And then all of a sudden, when he started telling me, you know, that God is bigger than the book. God and the book is not the same. And if this really was the one when I said, you know that what you're doing is you're lying and people that do that will go to hell. He said, oh, Thurman, that's something else too. He said, God loves everybody. He made everybody and nothing he ever made will he ever send to hell. So there is no such thing as hell. That's the biggest clue. Did Jesus talk a whole lot about hell in the Word? If Jesus talked about hell and he told you all those things, I'll tell you, you better believe the Word. Don't believe anybody else, you know, but be founded in the Word so you cannot be deceived in these last days. Because I believe the beast, after listening to that man and his sly talking for all, I must have talked to him 20 or 30 minutes before he got into something that was just so obvious that he's off of the track. When I said something about people that lie will go to hell, he said, oh, by the way, that's something too. He said, God made everything, everybody, didn't he? And I said, oh yeah, he made everybody. He said, there's nothing he would ever create that he would love that much that he would send to hell. I said, oh yeah. He said, no, because there is no hell. There is no hell. There is no real devil. That's the lie that the devil's been trying to get you to believe forever. So don't believe it. It's not real. If you want to know, is the devil real? Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And if you want to know if demons are real, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You will find out that they're devils and they're demons and they're out there. And then if you want to find out how much power and authority you got over them, start with Romans and read all the way through the book of Revelations. And you'll find out that, behold, Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and they shall in no wise hurt you. You need to be aware of the fact that if a demon comes right up to you and starts to put his little slithering tail around your neck, that you have not got to be afraid of him, right? No, don't be afraid of the devil. Make sure you're walking in obedience to God's word. I want to go to Colossians 1:12. That's where I want to start. Colossians 1:12. And I want you to see what he's just done for us here. 1:12. What he says there. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. That's a pretty awesome statement. That's why he told us to give him thanks for what he's done. Giving thanks unto the Father, verse 13, 14, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. right here, he's talking about hell. You know, he's delivered us from the power of darkness. The power of darkness, that's Satan and his host of demons. And of course, I know we don't even want to think about this, but when we were born on this earth, we were children of the devil and children of darkness. We were all born into the kingdom of hell, you might say. Nobody, because we were all, because of sin, because of what Adam and Eve did in the garden, we fell from that wonderful place that we were with God, back under the law completely and totally. And Satan has become the god of this world. He is in charge of this world. He's in charge of everything. And on this earth, he is the god of this world. And until we came to Jesus 2,000 years ago, man had no power over the devil. I mean, we didn't have no power over that beast. He had power over us, and that's why he beat up on us. So when we got an opportunity to come to Jesus, he says, when we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, now verse 13, he says, he delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Now then, if we only believe that, it took me a long time as a son of God, a child of the King, it took me a long time to realize that I was a child of darkness. I couldn't picture that. That I was literally an unbelieving person and I was in the kingdom of darkness and Satan was able to do anything he wanted to do to me. He could blind my eyes. He could do all kinds of things. And I was a child of the devil and not a child of God. But we all fit into that category. But when you finally get saved, and of course that took me, God had to reveal that to me, how that he has given us all power over the devil and that we can kick the devil out. And that's when I made that teaching on how to get a lost person saved. In fact, one day I asked the Lord, there was a man, I knew he didn't know God. And as I'm talking to the Lord about this man, I said, Lord, I'll just use Brother Bob. I said, Lord, Brother Bob, I have prayed for him. I've done everything I know to do for him. I have asked you to save him. And I don't understand why you have not saved him. I said, Lord, I just don't understand. And he said, son, that's what I've been trying to do all of his life to save him. What did I hear? It couldn't have been correct. I'm praying and talking to God. And supposedly God answers me back and says, when I said, Lord, I've asked you to save Brother Bob and you've not saved him, why? But then when I hear this voice say, I've been trying to save him all his life, but he won't listen. Now I thought, now Lord, this don't make no sense at all. I mean, you're supposed to be able to do everything. Is that what God's supposed to be able to do? And I've been asking him to save Brother Bob and God tells me it's what I've been trying to do, but I can't do it. I said, Lord, you're going to have to show me this one. I said, I do not understand this. I said, if you've been trying to save him and you can't save him, then why can you not save him? He took me to 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. It says, if there's any lost on this earth, they're lost because the god of this world, who is that? The devil has blinded their mind to the truth. Otherwise, they'd hear the gospel and get saved.
That's right.
Is that what the scripture says?
That's right.
So I thought, wow. That's awesome, Lord. I've read that and read that. I never got understanding. You can understand after you begin to read the Word of God and you can understand. And the other day I made this statement. I said, you know, with what I've been trying to learn, some of the things I'm trying to learn, I said, I'm going over this over and over and over and I'm not getting this. I said, so, you know, I know I'll go up to a guy. I have a guy that's a guy that loves God with all his heart. And he comes in here and he listens to me. For years he's had a back problem. And he comes in here and he sits down and he listens to me go through hours of teaching. Hours. And then he says, where do you get all that stuff? I've been in church all my life, Thurman, in this sin sickness thing. I've never got connection with this. I've never seen it. Me and him was driving down the road in the car. He said, you're going to have to make this clearer to me. I thought to myself, how much clearer can I make it? I mean, I've been reading the Word, and it's just bouncing off right here. Wham! Right off. Both their heads. So this last couple of weeks, I've been trying to learn some new stuff, and it's stuff that I never knew. And I'm thinking, now I understand why these guys had so much trouble getting it. If I understand it, I've been teaching healing for 20 or 30 years, it's real simple for me. And I'm thinking, why can't you get that? You see what I mean? But since both these guys are sitting here together, when I finally got through to them and taught them what the Word says and showed them the Scriptures, just like Andy, he couldn't sleep when he first came here. He repented of his sin. We prayed one prayer, and he's been able to sleep like a jewel ever since. Jack was down in his back. He couldn't get healed. I showed him how to do it. He finally got it, and he repented of his sins. We prayed a prayer of faith for him, and God completely healed him, and he ain't had a back pain since. So it's all a matter of listening and going over it over and over and over and over, right? That's what's wrong with me. I'm listening. I'm reading the Word, but I'm failing to do one thing. I'm not going to the Master and saying, Lord, I got to have your help. I don't get this, Lord. I'm reading this. Hey, I've read 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4, no telling how many times. Okay, 2 Corinthians 4, 4. And it reads something like, if there's any lost on this earth, they're lost because the God of this world has blinded their mind to the truth. Otherwise, they're going to hear and they're going to get saved, right? So I thought to myself, when I look at this, I think, God, that's why they can't get saved. Now I see for the first time in my life, I see that the reason people won't accept it, you know, and it was always a question to me. I run up to a wonderful woman like this and say, you know, do you know Jesus? No, I don't know Jesus. I don't know to go to church. I said, let me tell you about the best thing ever happened to me. And I tell her all about Jesus and the streets of gold and all this stuff. And I said, now, wouldn't you like to make Jesus Lord of your life? She said, no, I'm not interested. And she walks off. And I think, what is wrong with this stupid woman? I mean, y'all can understand why I'm thinking like this, right? You think, what is wrong with this person? Well, when I found that scripture over there in 2 Corinthians 4, that if there's any loss, well, how many of us were lost? All of us. There ain't nobody looking for Jesus. We're all born into his kingdom. And the first thing he does is come to you and blind your mind. Yep. He blinds your mind and he blinds your mind. And now you can't see the truth. So when I come to you and tell you the truth of God's word, and you think, I think, wow, if I were to come up to them and say, you know, Miss Kim, have you ever been to Hawaii? She said, oh, no, but I always wanted to go. I said, well, here's $5,000 cash money and an airplane ticket. Would you like to have it? No, I'm not interested. Are you kidding me? She would be jerking my arm off to get that money. Y'all understand? Now, is the trip to Hawaii not quite as good as the trip to heaven? In eternity with God? And she didn't want interest in that at all. But she'd take that ticket to Hawaii.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Eyes Blinded by the God of This World, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord.